Okay, my friends, in perpetual progress or sewers, we have now made our arrival to the four vital truths sections of my The Perpetual Advantage Spiritual Wholeness series. Transform your life by refining your spiritual and mental outlook report, the audio edition. Listen, my friends. So again, this is what this section is called. What? The four vital truths that every human being is charged to know. Okay, let's get to the graphic. My friends, my perpetual progress source, a truth-deficient culture, becomes complicit in cultivating its own destruction. 2 Corinthians 4, 1 through 6. My friends, in perpetual progress source, all of humanity's problems and deadly dysfunctions are a direct result of being disconnected from what? Our Creator, Yahuwah El Elyon. Read the free service of my God in Yah's word, Yaakov. Off to 7 James, the third chapter, and read verses 13 through 18 for yourself for a great expounding. Again, that is an original quote from yours truly, Sean, the Renaissance King Foster. What's up with it? Continue, please. Now, okay, let's get these vital truths up in speech. So, vital truth number one will happen to be what? Again, vital truth number one is what? Every individual is charged with the responsibility of this piece of cultivating a true and genuine relationship with what? The Most High Yah, El Elyon, for him or herself, and his son, Yahusha HaMashiach, Yahuwah salvation, with the son's name mean, and his title, the new Messiah around here, who is the wisdom of Yah and the palm of Yah, the way, the truth, the life, the resurrection and the life, and the good shepherd, and the very what? Bishop of our souls around here. The very King of Kings and the Adonai of the Adonai. Okay, and again, Adonai means what? Crown Prince, Supreme Ruler around here. The Adonai, plural form for Adonai, which means what? Ruling authorities around here. Understand that. We all have an obligation what to do. What? Seek, find, learn, know, obey, and to worship Elohim the way he tells us to. And that is in what? In the beauty of holiness and in his Ruach HaMet, his spirit of truth around here. John 4:24. I am not talking about none of the religious and secular fictions, hello, from this satanic system of Mystery Babylon, the Great Whore, and any of its spiritual and intellectual perversions, and this includes what this lost and confused world calls Christianity, which is what? The amalgamation of Catholicism and Protestantism. It also includes Islam, Sunni, Shiite. It also includes, my God, the synagogue of Satan, Judaism, which are rooted in Jewish mysticism, the Talmud and the Kabbalah, and all of these human secularized deceptions that are what? Polluting and destroying the minds of generations in the classroom and the media. Continue, please. That is vital truth number one. Okay. What is vital truth number two? Vital truth number two is this. We better get an accurate understanding of our purpose. And the only one who can accurately, my God, relate to us that knowledge of why he made us is our Creator. He's the only one who can form us with that. You understand that? That's why the King says, homie, in all your ways, acknowledge me, and I'll direct your path. Commit your ways to me, homie, your thoughts be established. Seek me first. If you're behind with the answers, you got to go to the source, the origin, buddy boy. Pay attention around here, yo. Okay, so next up. That's so vital to is what? We better get an accurate understanding of our purpose, and only our Creator can inform us of exactly what that is. So, vital truth number two is the purpose piece, okay? Okay, what about vital truth number three? Well, vital truth number three, hello, is what? We better acquaint ourselves with the laws that govern, hello, the success principles that are responsible for what? Successfully achieving optimal health and wellness, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically in this piece. And also, my Optimal Health Wellness Simple Blueprints for Optimal Health and Wellness Report will provide you with a solid foundation of revelation in that area. Now, next up. So again, vital truth number three, we have an obligation to do what? Learn and master, my God, execute the laws that are responsible, my God, for the what? The success of, my God, achieving, my God, of what? Optimal health and wellness. Understand that? Spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, hello. Hello, and also, my God, what? Which is called homeostasis. Hello? So you're talking about what? Spiritual wholeness as well as, my God, optimal functionality of every cell, every organ, and every biological system. You understand? We're talking about, God, optimal function, my God, both, my God, what? physiologically, and of course, psychologically. You understand that? All right. We're talking about the wholeness of the whole being. Try to understand that? All right now. Continue, please. Okay. And last but not least, what is vital truth number four? We have the responsibility to do what? And the obligation, my God, to do what? Acquaint ourselves with the economic success principles that will actually empower, hello, our strategic creation, accumulation, and preservation of wealth. You understand that? Mishlei, Proverbs 13:20 says, homie, listen, a good man does what? Leaves an inheritance for his children's children. You understand that? Ain't no vowel of poverty on Yah's word around here. If you are poor and decrepit, then who the heck can you help? When the father told my God, from the time he gave us, my God, this gift of life and dominion, he said, I made you to be the head and not the tail. Hello? Above and not beneath. They're not the borrower. I'm giving power, my God, to acquire with wisdom. Wealth and should be in the house of the righteous. You understand that? Psalm 112:3, right? You understand that? All throughout Yah's word, he's very explicit, my God, about my God. The reason he gives my God, his people, my God, power to produce. And the capacity, my God, to what? Hello? Prosper. Pay attention. Now, graphic. My friends, in my perpetual progress, listen up and understand these things. Anything that is not genuine and authentic will be exposed for what? For being counterfeit. So it never has been, nor will it ever be about some freaking fracking, faking it till you make it. It's called being a fraud. No, but it is about learning, knowing, and doing so that you actually become and are truly it. We must be true with our creator, ourselves, and each other. Fraudulence can only result in disappointment and destruction, period. Flat out. And as my God, yo, the verse tells us, my God, in yo, 1 John 2:21 around here. No lie is of the truth. You understand that? Don't let these fools in Babylon have you be girl, my God, you try to, we're just fake it till you make it, girl. Man, shut up. Anything that's counterfeit art for my God is ridiculous. It's fake. It's not real. It's not official. It's a front. The crap out of here. Again, please. Next up, yo. So we have an obligation, my God, to what? Avoid sinking and learning how to swim. You understand that? Acronym for what? Pay attention. Swim. We have an obligation, my God, to do what? Secure wisdom in the ideal manner. Swim. Thus, in Proverbs, my God, to do what? Greatly mitigate the need to sink, which is what? Struggle in ignorance, never knowing how to succeed. I have created a free, successful transformation, my God, toolkit that will give you the answers you need up in this space. So go to SeanDeFalter.com now to get your hands on the what? The pragmatic intelligence that will empower your transcendence and perpetual development.